Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm the F1 side. When a lot of casual people think about F1, if they have to say, hey, what's a race? They might think Monaco because of all the glitz and glam around it.
Monte Carlo. Yep.
Yeah. So it is, but it's also like one of the lamest races because the cars are huge. The roads are narrow. So there's not a whole lot of passing. So the like, as an example, usually there's a prop for what position on the grid is going to win. And it's, you know, maybe the pole position will be like minus 110, maybe minus 115. It's minus 160 in this race. It's very hard to pass. So it's all about qualifying. So in that, with that in mind, the Ferrari cars, they had the first couple practices today, have looked really good. Their setup is more made for this race, where it's more about being good in the short areas in terms of turning. Charles Leclerc is second in the championship for the driver's standings. I like him to win the race at Bet Rivers. That's where the best number is that I'm seeing right now, minus 118 for him to win the race. If you wait for qualifying to happen, the value is going to be gone. So I think this is something you have to hop on ASAP if you want to get any sort of value on him to win this race. And with that said, also, I think it's going to matter in terms of the other Ferrari car, Carlos Sainz, to be on the podium. I think it's going to end up being both Ferraris and Max Verstappen. So with Red Bull, so Sainz to be on the podium, I like that one as well. And there's maybe fade some guys that don't qualify as well, but generally do better in the racing. So that's a guy, like, I'm not really going to be touching Lewis Hamilton at all. He would be like a top six guy normally. I don't know if I want to touch that. I don't know if I want to touch a guy like Fernando Alonso, who can be, who's a veteran, who's won a bunch of championships, but you just don't know race to race with the quality of the Alpine car. Valtteri Bottas to be top six for Alfa Romeo. I don't mind that. That's, I believe, last I saw, around like even money. So I don't mind that one. So Leclerc to win, Sainz to podium, Bottas top six.
Wow. Extensive. Whew. I like that. And Rick, when is the, for people who do make those bets, maybe the race is Sunday morning?
Correct. Sunday morning. I forget if it's like 9 or 10 Eastern usually.
Right. It's usually just like not like horribly early. Like you'll be able to watch it like kind of normally. Monte Carlo, right. I feel like that's definitely like the case.
From start to finish, you're at like an hour 40 in and out real quick.
Yep.
I have a friend that's a big F1 fan. He knows so much about it, and I'm like, explain it to me, but I can't retain all this information. There's just no way.
Well, the series is Sunday. The Netflix series is so good. I mean, just like, I don't even watch the races that much, but I just, you know, Drive to Survive is a great show.
Yeah. That's true. That's a way you can learn a little more about it, right? What did you have? So you still wanted to go through the NL Cy Young Award, right?
I kind of want to hit. I think I could hit. I got three markets in 6 minutes. You think we can do it?
Can you do it? This is a challenge for you.
Nah, right. this one's easier. Yeah. So NL Cy Young is a mess because the pitchers that are really good all pitch for bad teams. So far this year, the pitchers that are really good. Zach Allen, Pablo Lopez, Alcantara, none of their teams are very good, but they have like the best numbers. Pablo Lopez and Zach Allen rate out the best so far this year. If you go by who's going to be the best at the end of the year, WAR projections, it's more of who you would expect. Corbin Burns, who's been fine to start the year, he just hasn't been the best. Carlos Rodon, who pitches tonight in Cincinnati. And then it's really funny, the player who has the highest projected WAR at the end of the year by a lot, using a bunch of the projections, is Zach Wheeler of the Phillies, which is kind of interesting. We've seen his price start to drop a little bit. It was 20. Now it's 17 in a bunch of places. I think the 20s are all gone. Just that projection alone, I'm kind of like, huh. Because definitely so far this year does not rate out like near the top. I think I have him like eighth in my kind of projection system for just performance so far this year, like up to May 27th, up to today. But that WAR projection is like staggering, and it's you know, even though one projection has him ahead of the other guys, one of them has him with the same WAR at the end of the year as Rodon and Burns, who will be like be the two, whoever you look up, they'll be the two highest. So just kind of interesting, like a guy who apparently the projections like absolutely love, who's 17. Burns is a worthy favorite. If you just combine how they pitch so far this year with how they're projected to pitch the rest of the year with team success, makes perfect sense. He's the favorite. He's like the only one of the top choices who's pitched well, who pitches for a team that's going to make the playoffs in all likelihood. Like I know Walker Buehler's high up. He hasn't pitched well. Like the Braves guys, are they even going to make the playoffs? So just like interesting that Zach Wheeler is projected to be alongside those guys by the time we get to the end of the year, and his number is way higher than those. I thought that was interesting. Rookie of the year is really straightforward. In the AL, you basically want to bet on, well, not that you want to bet on, but basically like Jeremy Pena and Julio Rodriguez are both projected to have very good seasons. Pena has had the best start to the year. Julio Rodriguez has started to hit even a little bit more and with some power, and they're both projected to be basically identical at the end of the year. So I have no idea who's going to win. It's very likely to be one of the two of them. Adley Rutschman, the guy the Orioles called up, can have a big season from this point forward, but it would take a lot to catch those two players just because they played a lot already. And that's kind of that's the end of that race right now for now, until, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. starts really hitting or something interesting happens or whatever. So I don't know if there's a bet to make, sort of like a market that seems to make a lot of sense. The NL Rookie of the Year is interesting because I'm still trying to beat Seiya Suzuki, and I will, you know, go to the end of the season trying to do so basically. I talked about Nolan Gorman, who got called up with the Cardinals a few couple weeks ago as an option to do that with. His price has stayed the same at 10. If you're looking for another guy further down who might be worth it, and this would be a bet that I would probably put in pretty soon, because I think even when the announcement is made, the price drops. O'Neill Cruz, who's a huge prospect for the Pirates, might get called up soon. Might. So you could actually make this bet and they could just hold him in AAA and you'll just get madder and madder every day, basically. But if they do call him up, here's a guy who has the potential to have like a massive season in a short amount of time and like lap Seiya Suzuki, basically, if it happens. So you're actually betting on a guy who's not even in the majors yet. But the second that he is called up, I bet these odds go to like 8-1. Like I just, and he's 37 at Bet Rivers right now. So just like, here's the guy that if he gets called up can win. But I don't know if he's going to get called up, but like, that's what we're trying to figure out right now. Like what's the valuable bet? What's the price that's going to drop? If we think it's likely that he's called up soon, and the Rookie of the Year winner all the time plays 100 games, 110 games, 120 games. It's not too late. Like happens all the time. And Seiya Suzuki's the kind of guy who like, I would want to try to beat because he's played every game, but he hasn't accumulated like necessarily a very high wins above replacement. His offensive runs above replacement, like he's like 50th in the majors, and they're in the NL, I should say, in both categories. So it's like he's worth trying to beat because he's played so much already and he hasn't put a big lead between him and everybody else. So Nolan Gorman's a pretty good idea to try to do that. But O'Neill Cruz as a price, just bet him and pray that they call him up pretty soon. And if they do call him up, you've already won. Like, not that he's going to win the award, but you are going to be the recipient of a massive price drop. Because I think the market is trying to figure out who can beat Seiya Suzuki. There's just not a good candidate right now. So there's one that could potentially emerge, O'Neill Cruz.
You did it. Well done.
I did it. I'm ready for the weekend, man. That was a lot of baseball awards. I'm good. I'm going to kick back with a couple
real
drinks
quick,
and a burger.
Ime Udoka saying Marcus Smart and Robert Williams both going through pregame testing. Both are still a game time decision if they play. So that will certainly factor into
this. Glad we cleared all that up. Glad that all
there you go. We've gotten a lot of new information.
Right.
I'm with you. I'm going to enjoy the weather this weekend. We got a nice weather coming in on the East Coast after plenty of rain. That's for sure. So you have a good weekend, sir. I will enjoy it, although I still have to work for 4 more hours tomorrow. Don't forget, BetQL and CBS Sports Radio. Myself, Grant Paulson, 10 to noon, and then noon to 2, I've got my other show on CBS Sports Radio as well. So then my weekend will start at about 2 o'clock Eastern tomorrow, and that's when the cooking out and the beer will flow, if you will. It'll be nice to enjoy the warm weather. So I'll take that.
And BetMGM tonight, right? Is that what you're going to promote to him?
BetMGM tonight's coming up next. Oh, and I'll watch some F1 as well because I learned about it from Rick today. So there's that.
Yeah, for all our listeners and viewers, have a great Memorial Day weekend, you know? So I know it's a crazy time in the country, but try to have some fun too, right?
That's what we'll try to do. This is You Better You Bet. BetMGM tonight coming up next.